Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Hargreaves. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kremer. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ray Kremer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie McGuire. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting 7th. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Art Neff. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Art Neff. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stevenson. Wehner moves to second. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a line drive towards third. Beck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a pop-up towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards second. McGuire scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kremer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett takes first base on ball four. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Kremer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kremer hits a line drive towards first. Grimm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 0 for 1 in the game. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neff moves to second. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neff scores. There goes Beck trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. McGuire moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Cubs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGuire scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stevenson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Joe Dawson now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0-for-1 in the game. Neff hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck strikes out. Two outs. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball towards left. Barnhart settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Barnhart. McGuire moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargreaves hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimm. The throw from Hargreaves and he is safe. Grimm steals second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0 for 2 in the game. Neff takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawson fields it and throws to first for the out. Neff moves to second. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGuire for the out. Neff moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grantham is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trainer moves to second. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargreaves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan pinch hits for Joe Dawson. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards second. McGuire scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Mulligan moves to third. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulligan scores. It's 7-1, Cubs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wehner moves to third. Glenn Wright pinch hits for George Grantham. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Meadows now pitching. Glenn Wright now playing first base. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Art Neff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neff bunts towards first. Wright fields the ball and throws to Meadows covering. Safe. English moves to second. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beck is called out on strikes. One out. Freddie McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. English moves to third. Neff moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 4 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. English tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bartel for the out. Two outs. Charlie Hargreaves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargreaves is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargreaves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Scott pinch hits for Lee Meadows. Pete Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Scott reaches second base with a double. Hargreaves moves to third. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.